Trapani and Casina delle Palme. Hello. Trapani, the Drepanon of the Greeks and the Drepanon of the Romans, two toponymi that in the Italian language mean scythe, referring to the characteristic shape of the site. Down through the ages, it has been the port of Erici, a religious capital of the mysterious Elymi people who came to Sicily from the distant land of Anatolia in the 13th century BC. The subsequent arrival of Aeneas and his companions, who had escaped from Trojan slaughter, is described in Virgil's Aeneid, the fifth book of which spoke about the athletic contests held on the anniversary of the death of his father Anchises, who is buried here. Later, Drepano became the alternative naval base of Lilybaeum, a prestigious stronghold of the Carthaginian power that extended its domain to Salonto. After the First Punic War of 264 to 241 BC, the town obtained peace and prosperity from Rome due to its common Trojan origin. The imposition of various civilizations and dominations on its own territory favored the development of a florid handicraft industry, which brought Trapani to the attention of the world in the 17th and 18th centuries as the uncontested queen in coral working. It was then possible to form the entrepreneur class, which was able to sell the product of the Trapanese manufacturing industry to the most important markets of Italy and Europe. The historical centre of Trapani, with its ancient quarters, overlooks the Tyrrhenian and Mediterranean seas, which meet at the most westerly point, where the Spanish fort of the Ligny Tower stands. Our tour starts among the older and fascinating quarters of Trapani, from Carlo Alberto della Chiesa Square, where we find the Casina delle Palme, better known to the Trapanese as the Chalet, a pleasant place to spend an afternoon or evening. This structure is certainly one of the most interesting examples of Art Nouveau in Trapani. It was planned and realized during the first decade of the 1900s by Francesco La Grassa and was partly demolished in the 1943 bombings. It was finally rebuilt in 1946 by Andrea Lipari. It is made up of two separate bodies. On one side, there is a little building once used as a ticket office and service centre. On the other side, there is a brick stage where the great tenor Enrico Caruso is said to have sung, and in the middle there is an open space for the audience.